Why Paul Wasn't a Zombie, written by John Upchurch and read by Stephen Sanders. Colossians 1:28-29 says, "We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me." Worn out, exhausted. Please, oh please, oh please be Friday. Those words probably describe many of our weeks, often by Monday afternoon. The surge of the weekday tide sucks us under and spins us around and strips away our energy by making us swim to the surface over and over again. Bills, long meeting, kids biting each other. What more can we give than that? What else can God expect from us than just trying to keep from drowning in the mess of life? Paul says everything, and more. Yeah, you read that right. We're supposed to slap down every last ounce of ourselves to the cause of Christ. We're supposed to surrender every modicum of ourselves to the purpose of proclaiming him with our joy-filled words and our peace in the midst of this hurricane called life actions. Everything, every single bit, for him. Feeling tired yet? I hope you don't. You see, there's something in here that we too often overlook. It does take energy, loads of it, to live a life of surrender. We wouldn't expect anything less from being a living sacrifice. That means using all that we are to make all that he is known to all. But even with all those alls, you won't be using up your energy. Look again at what Paul says here. "To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me." He doesn't say, "I did it all myself until I burned out and crashed into the dirt and hated my life and decided it was just too hard to do anything and wanted to move to Alaska forever and hide in a cave." Instead, he tells us that the source of his oomph is Christ. Christ didn't save us so that we could barely keep going, dragging our way like zombies down the road of life. Instead, we're operating with power, his power. He jump-started our lives with the Spirit of power, cranking up the juice through the Holy Spirit. After all, like Paul, we're wrestling with the tasks God called us to do. We aren't supposed to do this by tapping into our own reserves. God takes these fragile clay pots that we are and supplies his power so that he gets the glory. He adds the zing, and his zing is potent. Intersecting faith and life. When you try to make it all work on your own guts and grit, you'll eventually drain down and sputter out. Instead, take him up on his "by my spirit" thing. That is, not your own strength. That doesn't mean you'll never get tired or weary. You will. But you can be sure that he specializes in renewing the worn out and exhausted. For further reading, check out Isaiah chapter 40.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
And oftentimes, you know, you're chasing happiness, but you don't know that God is the best way to achieve the happiness you're looking for. And so I was trying to end my suffering by sinning, but I only ended up sinning my way into more suffering.
That was Grammy winner Lecrae unpacking his testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.